Now, I got a massive announcement here that I'm proud to announce, okay? For the first time ever in my entire life, we're doing our first ever Headman Nation official merchandise launch. Now, some of you might love the merch, some of you might hate it. I don't care. It's my first run ever at it. Tomorrow, we're coming out with dad hats, okay? We're also coming out with the Headman Nation trucker hat, the very first ever stitched embroidered, and I have limited amounts of logo t-shirts. So, what that means is if you stay until the end of this video today, you're going to get direct access and information how to get this 24 hours early, so that way you don't have to wait until my July 1st launch, okay? If you want early access, stay until the end, I'll show you exactly how. Let's dive into today's topic. All right, so in today's video, I typically don't do a lot of these Ask Casey Zander threads, these Ask Casey Zander questions, but this email today really stood out to me, and the reason why this video stood out to me was because this guy has a question regarding his purpose and obviously his development as a man. And you can tell that he really wants to figure things out for himself. And like I would, as you'd probably guess, I'm going to leave his name blank or anonymous because I don't necessarily know if people want these, you know, actually out there in the public with their personal name on them. But nevertheless, I'm going to give you the gist of it. I'm going to put the actual text up on the screen so that way you can see this word for word. And this video stood out from, this email stood out to me because I really think that I can give this guy some genuine clarity. And the reason why is because there are seasons to everything in life, and specifically with making money, with becoming a higher value man, with becoming the type of man that you want to be and that you know you want to be, the fact is you are going to have to level up. But everything can only be leveled up in a specific order. There are seasons to everything in life. And if you want to attract the type of women you want to attract, you want to make the type of money you want to make, you want to actually be a high value man, you're going to have to do things the right way, because believe it or not, there is a right way to do things and a wrong way. Anybody who told you differently, they are lying. So let's dive in. The guy says to me in the email, he goes, "Hey Casey, I am 24 years old, and to be frank, it feels like I am wandering through a forest when it comes to deciding what I want to do in my life. I am currently a college student working part-time. My hobbies consist of mixing and producing music, calisthenics, hiking and camping, and reading books that make you ponder. I have too many ambitions and interests that I would love to delve into, but I either don't know where to start, where it will take me, or if it is something that I actually want to pursue. I want to get into computer science, get into radiology, and get into audio engineering, get into carpentry." So look at all the stuff that this guy has going on. "My question is, how do I figure out what I want to do in life? How do I stick with it and not have my attention pulled in so many different directions? AKA having multiple interests." This is a great question. And to be frank with you, some of my closest friends to this day have this exact same personality trait. They like to dabble in a lot of things. They're dabblers. Now, it depends what you want out of life. And here's what I can tell you. When you scatter your attention to a bunch of different things, you're going to be mediocre at all of them. And a lot of people say, "Well, hey, you know, what if I make the wrong decision as a man for what I want to do or what I want to go into? What if I make that wrong decision and all of a sudden I choose the wrong thing and I don't like it?" Here's the funny thing about life as a man when you become higher value. You tend to like and you tend to enjoy the things that you become very good at. So the better you get at something, the more recognition you have in that industry, the more recognition you have for that topic, the more recognition you have in that niche, typically the more income comes with that, the higher status you become in that, the more you quote unquote like it. Chances are Jay-Z or 50 Cent like rap music because they were pretty damn good at it. Okay, that's the cold hard fact. Typically, Tom Brady probably really likes football because he was really good at it. Chances are I really like YouTube because, as you can see by the plaques on the wall over time, I've gotten good at it. What you delve into is what you get good at. But I'm going to give you a lot of clarity through this, but I want to break through each of these lines, because this is, you guys know I don't do a lot of these email thread questions. So I'm going to break through this line by line. He says, "I'm 24 years old, and to be frank, it feels like I'm wandering through a forest and what I want to do in life." Okay, that right there, at 24, you're still young. I'm 26. At 24, you're still young. But what you need to know is that time is ticking, where you do need to start making decisions and putting pillars of excellence in play within your own life. That's a given. Okay, we don't get time back. If the average guy lives to be 75, you're already a third of the way there. Okay, that's just the truth. He says, "I'm currently a college student working part-time." Okay, first off, if you're a college student and you have no idea what it is that you want to do or that you want to go into, chances are you should not be accumulating debt, okay? chances are you probably should take some time off college and you should probably stack some cash and zone in on figuring out what your purpose is. And in order to find your purpose, I'm going to give you the exact things to do. Okay. When you tell me you have all of these interests, you say your hobbies consist of mixing and producing music, calisthenics, hiking, camping, too many ambitions I want to delve into. I want to delve into carpentry. I want to get into computer science. I want to get into radiology. I want to get into audio engineering, blah, 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 blah. It's way too much. Here's what I can tell you. As a man, if you want to become higher value, higher status, and actually have a life that is fruitful with the successes that you want, we're talking all of them, okay? There's three core areas that a guy needs to focus on. And if any of you are consultants, if any of you work in consulting niches or consulting industries, you already know there's three core human desires. There's the human desire of health. There's the human desire of wealth. There's the human desire of relationships. The better you get at these three, the more fulfilled you feel, the more higher status you feel, the more options you have in life, the more income you have in life, okay? In short, this is get paid, get laid, get six-pack abs. These are the three consulting niches. These are the three main offers that info product people sell. This is the main thing, okay? As a man, you want to consistently analyze your life and ask if where you're putting your time is going to have a direct ROI and a direct focus on either one of these three or all of these three: health, wealth, relationships. The slang term for this is get paid, get laid, get six-pack abs. Okay? Get six-pack abs is the health. Okay? Get paid is the wealth. Get laid is the relationship aspect. The three main consulting niches, the three main core human desires as a man. We all only have 24 hours in a day. So you have to ask yourself every single time you pick up a task, every single time you pick up a topic, you want to ask yourself, where is this going to go into those three to level up my status or level up my achievement or level up my wealth or level up my markers of success? Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Since we have a limited amount of time on this earth, put your time into places where you will generate a direct ROI, return on investment, in one of those three areas. If you can do that as a guy, your life will be consistently easier. So I'll give you some examples right here. Hiking and camping, that is probably not going to help your health, your wealth, or your relationships. That is probably going to be a waste of time, okay? Other things like interests, hobbies, passions, if they don't have a direct marker to help you move the needle to have more life success, you are going to be sorely mistaken. And over time, as those years accumulate, you're going to be lower status than if you put your time on direct ROI positive things. So I'll give you an example. My very first love, and still to this day, was fitness. It always has been. Because when you build a chiseled physique for yourself, it helps you in all three of the areas. It helps you in health. It helps you be healthier. It definitely helps you in wealth, because if you're not carrying around a 30-pound spare tire between your waistline, you are going to make more money. You are going to perform better. You are going to have higher mental cognition and mental focus. You are going to have a leg up compared to 99% of other people. That's just a given. And last is relationships. If a girl sees you and you got six-pack abs, tapered waist, and big, broad shoulders, like, do you really think that that's not going to help you? 100% it is. That right there, fitness needs to be a standpoint of your life. You staple that in. That was why it was my first love. The second is going to be wealth. You need to pick an industry that will have a direct correlation to growth and output, okay? For example, if you go into something like carpentry, it might be a great job and it might be a great passion, but here's the thing. If you look at it from a standpoint of if you want to become a carpenter, not own a carpenter business, because I think that's what you said. Let me see. Radiology, did you say carpentry, maybe? I have too many interests to delve into. Pursue computer science, radiology, audio. Carpentry. So for example, if you own a carpentry business, you can maybe hire out people and scale that and make more money with time. But if you want to be a carpenter, there's going to be some issues with that. You only have 24 hours in a day. You can probably only do 1 to 2 jobs per day. You're going to be on a fixed income, because you just can't take on more work. You are a one single bodied person. So that's not going to have a direct ROI. I like to enter into games in business where the more output I put in, the more money I can potentially make by doing the same amount of effort. You want to play a game where you know you can win, and you want to play a game that has compounding effect, compounding ROI. Not all work is created equally. There are some things that I've done where I've made the product once, and that one product has went on and produced millions of dollars a year in revenue for me. Okay, that's putting your time in an ROI positive place with a compounding effect that's going to snowball. The last is relationships. Okay, every single guy on planet Earth is going to want to do better with the types of relationships that he has, with the type of companions that enter into his frame. The key with that is being an ambitious, driven guy, showing you have competence to go after the ROI positive things. Okay, having good health markers, having markers of success, being a fluent speaker, all of those things that you do are so correlated together. So the reason why I wanted to make this video is because you have to understand this. If you dabble in a lot of things in life, you're going to be mediocre at all of them. For the longest time, still to this day, I focused on one YouTube channel. I focused on one product. I scaled that product to multiple millions of dollars. And here I am to show you that story and that legacy today. Now, some of you, I've noticed in the comment section, some of you had mixed reviews and mixed feelings regarding me hopping into other categories and other industry, not other industries, but other topics. And the reason being is because I understand you were comfy with the way that I was doing things, but you have to realize there's growth to everybody's life. Your life is meant to evolve. You will go through changes and seasons. And you can have it all, but you just can't have it all at the same time. So my friend, if we reiterate this entire sentence, if we reiterate this entire paragraph that you typed to me, what you have to do is you have to be decisive and you have to pick something, okay? You might have interest in computer science and radiology and audio engineering and carpentry, but you can't be half pregnant four different ways in all of them. Pick one thing and get really damn good at it. I don't care what you pick. There's constraints to every industry. Pick something that you can have an ROI positive effect in that will actually compound your wealth and help you accumulate more money over time without putting in added work. Or the work that you put in is just a psychological difficulty that you have to overcome. And once you have systems and processes in play, you can scale. That's key. Number two, the other core aspects of this, you have to remember you only have 24 hours in a day and eight of those you're probably sleeping. That means you got 16 hours in a day. Why do I say that? Because I'm not good at math, but 16 plus 4 is typically 20. And if you add another 4 to that, that's typically 24. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you got 24 hours in a day. If you have 24 hours in a day and eight of those are sleeping, I did my math correctly. That means you got 16. You got 16 hours in a day. Put them into areas that's going to increase your happiness and increase your status and your value. If you're putting your time into other places that does not have a direct correlation in the big three, get paid, get laid, get six-pack abs, health, wealth, relationships. If you are not doing that, just know that you will be outworked and eventually other men who are tackling life and putting their time into those areas are probably going to be higher value than you. Guys, if you like this video, if you like this style of content, hit the like button, comment, and subscribe. Fair warning, my brand new merchandise, okay, the very first ever Headman Nation merchandise launch is coming out July 1st. For those of you who are either A, Masculinity Blueprint Accelerator student over the years, or B, on my newsletter, you are going to get early access to this launch tomorrow via email. That means tomorrow I'm dropping the link. I'm going to do the first ever launch, the first ever official logo t-shirt, and the first ever official logo embroidered hats are going to be direct to you sent by me. This is the first time I've ever done this. So below this video, I advise you to check out the links. I also advise you to hop into my newsletter. Guys, hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.